Hello and welcome to the Master Sales Funnels podcast. I am your host, Justin Coleman, and as always, I'm very happy that you're here listening today. Today, I wanted to talk about lead funnels and what they can do for your business. Whether you have a product or you're an affiliate marketer, lead funnels are an awesome way to automate the process of getting leads for your business. So, getting new customers that you previously haven't had contact with, or warm leads to sign up for your email list and become a part of your business. The trick is getting that email to begin with, and that's what lead funnels are for. Often you need something to entice people to give you their email, because they're not just going to hand you their email. People get spammed constantly. So you need something at the front of your funnel that's going to entice people to want to give you their email and be a lead for your company. A lot of times this is like an ebook or a guide of some kind. You can give away, if you're in the music industry, I've seen people give away free beats. You can maybe even build a free website for people if you want to get them in the door and paying for monthly hosting. It's offering them something that they really want, and all it costs is an email. So, I mean, it's a rather frictionless process to get an email from somebody. Like I said, they're spammed all the time with tons of emails from 17 different gurus, but obviously, they've signed up for stuff before, so they're going to sign up for yours if you're offering something of value. I know I talk about value a lot because that's really what we're here to do. Whether you have a business or you're an affiliate marketer for other people's businesses, we're here to provide value to people. We're here to solve problems. And in order to solve people's problems, people will give us money. So that's really the gist of what we do. Lead funnels often lead into purchases, so you get that email address and then you can send people to a cheap tripwire offer to get them into the buying mood, so something that's $7, $9, a little more in-depth, a little more solving their problem, solving more of their problems. And then you can send them to your main product, or you wouldn't want to send them to a high ticket offer in a lead funnel because they probably just met you or they just barely know about you. So they're not going to spend, $5,000, $10,000 with you yet. You have to get them introduced to you and your product, let them see that you're actually providing them value, and then they'll be more likely to buy high-ticket stuff later, and that's just a different type of funnel entirely. But the main purpose of a lead funnel is to get customers on your list at no cost, if possible. I mean, you can run ads to a lead funnel and just collect emails, but just know you're going to lose money. But if you can do a self-liquidating funnel and have that low value offer and maybe even a main product within the funnel, then you can recoup some of your ad costs and you can keep spending money to acquire new customers. I know that people who have a good funnel, like Russell Brunson, he makes, it was like $16 or $13 or something like that per customer that he gets for his company. So he's getting people in with his free plus shipping books, and then getting them to spend more money on the back end, and a lot of people don't, and that's why he's charging hundreds of dollars for the back end products and still only making $16, is because a lot of people just get the free ebook, which he probably loses some money on. But it's all about acquiring customers at the lowest cost possible. If you've been through a funnel that just never ends, you know how annoying that is. So you want to keep, especially your lead funnels, when people are just introduced to you, you don't want them to think that you're just pounding them over the head with sales, because I've been through those. It's really annoying. You buy the main offer And then you're like, okay, this is good value. I'm happy to get this. And then you hit the next page and you're like, well, I don't really want to spend $97. And then you skip it. And then you go to the next page and they want $297. And you go to the next page and they want another $297. And you go to the next page and they want $397. And they just keep offering and keep offering and keep offering. And a lot of the times it's like things that I would think would be included with the initial offer anyways. I guess they didn't expressly say that it wasn't, but it just feels like you're being ripped off, you know? If you keep going through this funnel and they keep showing you all the stuff they didn't give you to begin with, I think it's better to keep your funnels short and sweet, because as I mentioned in my affiliate marketing course, we need to be able to see where our funnels are having problems, and you can't do that if there's 17 different pages to your funnel and 32 different steps. You need to be able to see where you have funnel leaks so you can fix your conversion rates and make it work. So offer more things on less pages if you need to. Add an order bump or something on earlier pages if you want more money, but keep it short, keep it sweet. I don't know, 5-page max funnel probably, and that includes a thank you page. I mean, I've tried building long, complicated funnels in the past, and it not only is it hard to figure out where the problems went wrong, but it takes forever to build, and then it just doesn't work because it confuses people. You know, you want to keep it user-friendly, so people like buying things they don't like to be sold to, and if I feel like I'm being sold to in a funnel, I just want to get out of it. So keep that in mind as you're building your lead funnels. I'm going to be talking a lot about lead funnels this season. It's not going to expressly be about lead funnels. I found out in season 2 that it's hard to just talk about one subject for an entire season, especially when you have guests that want to be on the podcast that don't exactly relate to that subject of that season. So kind of trying to figure out exactly, you know, a good format for the podcast. So if you've been listening, then thank you very much for listening. If you've told a friend, thank you very much for telling your friends about the podcast. I hope that I'm providing really good value to you. I've mentioned one of my lead funnels in a past episode where I talked about my wedding videography business. I still get one or two leads per week from it, and I just don't do anything with them because I never set up the back end of my business on that. I didn't really know at the time that I was supposed to. I just knew that I needed emails on a list, and then I didn't really know what to do with them, so I didn't have any products for videographers signing up for my video shot checklist. I had created that with the intention that brides would get it for their videographers, but I mostly just got videographers signing up for it, so that's also a case of not really knowing my target market when creating something, so learned a lesson there. But I had a shot list within a blog post, and then I said, if you want, you know, bonus shots, more in-depth description of shots that you can get for your wedding, then, you know, click here, give me your email, and then sign up. And it's, I mean, worked decently over the years. I don't know, my list is probably 200-300 people by now, just, you know, a couple leads a week, but it's organic traffic, it's free traffic, and now I have people on a list. Like I said, don't really know what to do with them, but they're there. Haven't really put any time into it since I got away from the wedding video business. Another example of a lead is, we're not really affiliates with this company, but through the mom blog, we wrote a lot about Keepsake, because we started writing when it was newer and we wanted to get traffic to the blog, and it was good because we were actually ranking for stuff within a year, and then the founder, Jeff, went on Shark Tank, and then we got a ton of traffic from that, so that really launched the mom blog for us. But instead of really having an affiliate program, they had like a partner program where you could offer your readers a certain percentage off of a physical book that they offer. It's a platform where moms and dads can text in memories about their kids, and it sends you daily questions, and you answer the questions, and it compiles it into this cool book that is digital, but then you can pay to have it, you know, sent to you. And it gave the coupon code that we got sent people to a customized landing page that said, thanks for being a mommy bear reader. Here's a coupon code. Well, what we did was we put an email gate in front of that offer. So being a partner, we got a special offer. We put it behind an email gate. People sign up for the email. And then we give them the link to that special page within an automated email. So it was a really easy way. We still get 1 to 2 leads per day on this funnel. And again, I need to figure out a back end of this. That's another lesson, folks, is don't do too many things at once, or you're not going to have time to build anything out. Stick to one thing, work with it till it works, and then you'll find success. I have too many blogs going at once, and I partnered with too many companies at once, so it's hard to think and plan on any one thing. But yeah, if you can get those partnership deals, it's great, because you can put anything behind an email gate, really, but especially if you have coupon codes or something, put it behind an email gate. Use your email software to send out that automated email, and then you have a lead, and we get organic traffic to that. So those are free leads. If we make any money on the back end of that, then it's a win for us. So organic traffic is harder, but it's cheaper, especially if you're getting started. You want to try and find organic methods to lead people to your lead funnels. And yeah, we can talk about follow-up funnels and email sequences in a different episode, but mostly this season we're going to be going over the different types of lead funnels that you can use for your business, and how you can use them in either having your own product or in an affiliate business. I'm talking a lot about affiliate marketing lately, because I just happened to be doing the season 2 where I was just like, oh, I'm going to talk about affiliate marketing this season. And I found out that I kind of know a lot about it. And I mean, I made over $22,000, I think, maybe even more by now. That was a couple weeks ago. I calculated that. But it's taken me a while to get there. But I mean, I've made money. I've had success at this. And that's why I'm building the affiliate marketing to $10,000 course. So if you're listening to this and you don't have a product, right now the course is $1, so I'll put a link to the course in the show notes if you want to get started with that. And in the course I'll go over building lead funnels for affiliate offers, or even if you already have a product, affiliate marketing is great for your business as well, because what you can do is have your product and then upsell to an affiliate offer, and I go over that in the course also. So, link to the course in the show notes. It's $1 as of the publication of this episode, because I'm still building it out. It's just text. I've done some troubleshooting on video issues, so I can start recording video here soon. And yeah, so check that out in the show notes. It's a good buy, and it's going to be a fun time learning affiliate marketing and building out your affiliate lead funnels. What I need from you now is to shoot me a line. You can email me, justin@mastersalesfunnels.com, or you can go to mastersalesfunnels.com and hit the contact form and just let me know where you're at in your business, what you want to learn, and what you see your next steps being. I mean, I want to be as helpful as possible. If I'm putting out these episodes and they're not really helpful, then I'm not really doing anybody any favors. So I would love to hear from you. And just, you know, if you just want to let me know how the show's going, feedback on the show. I would love to hear from my audience and see how things are going out there. If you want to check out these show notes, they're at mastersalesfunnels.com/033. Thank you again for listening, and as always, keep funneling.